Blog Talk Radio.
My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and His truth is marching on. This is Dr. Cox, Master Time, presents the world today. Jesus' disciple asked His Master, when is the end time? He said unto them, no man knoweth the end time, even my even the angels that bow down before my fathers, day or night, they do not know the end time. But he said, when you see wars and rumors of wars, earthquake in diverse places, famine, pestilence, nation rise up against nation, kingdom rise up against kingdom. Says, know ye not that the coming of the Lord is at the door? My friend, today, the people in this world corrupt the world to the extent that they are throwing a lady in jail for not giving homosexual marriage. They got their marriage, they got their license on their marriage. The woman has spent several days in jail, but she's out. And my friend, I want you to know that is not the end of it. And as much as the highest court in the land, I will live to see that law repeal. Because my friends, be real. Group of learned men who have to be voiced and well educated in the Word of God to become judge on the highest order in this country. And they telling the world they do not recognize what God have leave on record for us to go by. Even a 1 and 2 year old child will tell you that a man and a man will not have a child. A woman and a woman cannot have a child. Dummy, idiot. Are you trying to force that on the world? You are not showing any display of higher learning. You are just like the idiot that get his stomach full with wine and lay in the dark corner and sleep his sorrows away. You say you are judge. God give it to you. My friend, I say not so. You're idiots. teaching today will be taken from the book of Romans, 9th chapter, from 1 to 16. It is 9 month, 9 day, 2015. My heart is heavy today. The disappointment that I have encountered last week, and it seems like it's repeated this week. But I know, my friends, that my God is able to do everything. He's able to remove every stone that hindering or attempt to hinder the word of God. Doesn't matter who you are, how high you fly, or how low you dive. My God is able to do the impossible. The drugs, illegal contraband, the killing, my friend, I have repented when I agree for casino, legal gambling. My friend, anywhere where legal gambling is, there is a swarm of lawlessness, murder, prostitute, stealing, and all kind of criminal activities trying to get something for nothing. But my friend, I think this world will be like another Sodom and Gomorrah. Homosexual or marriage. This is a call of God. A universal call. This is the humanity called to repentance. God is calling his children, whom he had made, unto repentance. He's calling the men, women, boys and girls, is he shocked? Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He said, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That goes for the blind, the deaf, the dumb, the sick, the lame, the hungry, the thirsty, weary, sad, naked, and bad. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you are confused, confounded, don't know right at time, call upon the name of the Lord. Give God a chance. He will lift you up, turn you around, place your feet on a solid rock. He give you direction, protection, provision, security. I'm a part of a fellowship of unashamed. I'm not ashamed to own Jesus. I have the Holy Spirit power. My decision has been made. I am a disciple of Jesus. I will not look back, let up, slow down. Back away, be still. For my eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and His truth is marching on. My past has been redeemed. My eyes are fixed on the prize. My future secure. I am finished with this worldly thinking. I need no position, promotion, or popularity. I need not to be at the top of the pyramid or pray to be praised or reward. I now walk by faith, learn by faith, run with patience, lift my prayer and labor by the power of the Almighty. My face is set, my gait is fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough, my companion are few. My goal, my guide is reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be bought. All the rice in China, gold in Kentucky, or the silver in New York. Now, I would compromise. I wouldn't detour, lure away, turn back, deluded, or delay. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversary, negotiate at the table of my enemies, or pundit at the pool of popularity, or mendicant in the maze of mediocre. I won't give up. I won't shut up. Yes, I know everyone. They want me to shut up until I have stored up, stayed up, paid up, and preached up. Spread this gospel to the world for the cause of Jesus Christ. I'm one of His disciples. I must spread this gospel until He come for me. And when He come for me, I shall know Him by the print of the nail in His hand. And He shall know me by His blood applied to my heart. He said, come, Thomas, trust your hand in my side where the wounds, your finger in my palm. Look where the fountain, the wound that flow from my side. You see, there is a fountain filled with blood. And drawn from Emmanuel, vain and sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stain. This is Dr. Cox, Master Time. If this program means anything to you, you may call me 305-836-9545. Or you may write 9350 Northwest 23rd Avenue, Miami, Florida, 32147. Or if you're in the city of Miami, you can come at the Tabernacle at 1351 Northwest 67th Street, Miami, Florida, 33147, where you can hear the testimony of those who have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Sing the song that the angel can sing. I have been redeemed by the blood of the love. What a wonderful Savior. Now you are able to sing the song, I have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Beloved, now we read the scripture to you. Try to make you understand what Brother Paul here is saying. Romans 9, first chapter, said, I say the truth in Christ. I lie not, mine conscience also bear me witness in the Holy Ghost, that I have great heaviness and continuous sorrow in my heart. My friend, this evidence to me today, my heart is heavy and I have sorrow in my heart. To see the man in the richest world, the people in this world is carrying on and they profess that they know you. For I could wish that myself were accused, accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh, who are Israelites, to whom pertaining the adoption and the glory and the covenant and the giving of laws and the service of God and the promise. We are speaking about the promise that he promised to us. Whose are the fathers, and of whom, as concerning the flesh, Jesus come, who is over all, blessed for everyone. Amen. Not as though the word of God had taken none effect. For they are not all Israel, which are of Israel, neither, because they are the seed of Abraham, and they are children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called. This is are the children of the flesh. There are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. For this is the word of promise, the word of promise. At this time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son. And not only this, but when Rebecca also had conceived by one, even by her father Isaac, for the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to the election might stand, not of work, but of him that called it. It was said unto her, the elders shall serve the younger. As it is written, Jacob hath I loved, but Esau hath I hated. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For he said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. And I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then, it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that run it, but of God thy assured mercy. My friends, today, the word of the promise, as a promise to us, to the seed of Abraham, accounted for a promise. The seed of Abraham is a promise to redeem Adam's lost race. My friend, today, doesn't matter how heinous you are, doesn't matter how ferocious you are, it doesn't matter how subtle you are, God, when God gets ready, you got to move. You may be high, you may be rich, you may be poor, but when God gets ready, you have to move. We all have an expected time to move from this earth. Born in this world, we came with a ticket for so many days, so many hours, so many minutes, so many seconds. And I'm sure, my friends, you will not overstay your time. So in order to be ready, you get ready, you be ready, so when he comes, you are ready. Because if you are not ready, he will not take you when he comes. It is a process that you continue clean up your filth day by day and be ready when he comes for you. My friends, my beloved, are you ready? If he shall knock at your door today, if he shall summon you today in your busy walk of life, in the height of your productivity, he knock on your door, come in, and possess your soul. The time for you to be ready has passed. There is no more time to get ready. My friend, be ready and stay ready. Before I leave you here, I want to tell you about a 2 train that's on a journey. One is bound for glory, one is bound for hell. The glory bound train proceeding on time. The weather, gates of pearl, and the streets of gold. The silver water running down the throne of God. Angels bowing down, saying, "Holy, holy, my Lord." The luscious God in the background. On the tree of life is sitting in the background, waiting that you may of that tree of life and never die. What a day, my friends. He said, when I walk up the street of gold, my heart will rejoice in the morning. Oh. He said, my heart will rejoice in the morning when I walk up the streets of gold, my friend. But there's another train that's going. The devil himself is the engineer. He said, ha, 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 ha. Yeah, you have paid your fare. And I'll land you safe in the lake of fire. You have murdered. You have cheated. You have lied. You have squandered. You have deprived the fatherless, the widow, and all those that are of a low degree. You have helped push them down. You have helped keep them down in order for you to rise. But my friend, if rising is your MOS, and no one, cannot, no devil in hell cannot keep you down. I want you to know in the devil that I land you safe in the lake of fire where the worm die not and the fire not quench. My beloved, what a payday. All folks when they work, they're looking for happy payday. But you have work, and the results of your work will land you in the lake of fire where the worm die not and the fire not quench. I would love it, but you still have a minute or two. Still have a minute or two, you can call upon the name of the Lord. And if you call upon the name of the Lord with, from your heart, he's standing all day long with outstretched hand, saying, whosoever will, let him come. He's begging, he's waiting to welcome you. But you have to call upon his name. Let him know that you have turned from your wicked ways. You will say, like others say, the road I used to walk, I don't walk anymore. The place I used to go, I don't go anymore. Because a great change I've taken into my life. A great change. You too, one day, you will change your garment. Drop the garment of flesh. Take on the garment. Sing the song. I have a new garment. Praise God, I have a new garment. And you walk up the streets of gold where my God is waiting to welcome you home. My friend, as I leave the air today, think about it. You have an opportunity.